And we are live. So it is, what time is it? It is 3:30 in the afternoon on a rather warm Monday afternoon, the 25th of August here in Cleburne, 3:30 in the afternoon, 9:30 in the morning of a chilly morning in Campo Grande, Isma, yeah?
Yes.
And what is the temperature? 13 degrees, yeah?
13, yeah.
Hmm.
Good weather.
Good weather.
Is at least for me.
Is it sunny?
Sunny, it's sunny.
Sunny,
but
sunny.
I think it will be hot later, maybe something more than 30. Let me check here. The maximum, oh no, the maximum will be 24.
24. Okay. Well, that's a nice temperature. All right. So Isma, today we're going to talk about talking to your younger self. So the young Isma in his 60s, talking to the even younger Isma sometime in his teens or as a child or something like that. Okay. I have a series of questions and let's see where this takes us. So the first question I have, Isma, is if you just had 1 hour with the younger Isma, what moment in your life would you choose to visit him and why that moment?
I suppose that in my 12 years old, I think it would be good.
Okay, why 12, and what would be the moment?
At 12, I started my fundamental school, and I started being interested in girls, and I have the first advice. I know that some behaviors is naturally connected to our personality, but try to eliminate your shyness. Don't be shy with girls.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you be interested in a girl, approach to her and tell her your intentions. Even you think that you won't have any chance, let her to know about you, that you exist. Don't be shy. Because in my opinion, shyness is not a good characteristic. It's a bad one. And in the most part of our life, and specifically in your life, it will disturb. It will stop at doing something that you want. Then, as much as possible, never be a shy person.
That is a very, very interesting statement. Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I know that you started reading novels as school homework and read as many novels you can, because they will provide you a better cultural backgrounds, and you have topics to discuss to people of different backgrounds
mm-hmm.
from yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to speak better,
mm-hmm.
to construct and write better your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And probably this will make your life easier.
Okay.
Try
Interesting.
to not fight to boys because it's dangerous. Because you seem to be a very angry person. Try to control your emotions and just fight if you don't have another option.
Okay.
Cycle and play sports as much as you can. In Brazil, people in general play soccer a lot, but try to learn and practice other activities. Mainly, trying to learn how to swimming as something very important because I've heard that in the ancient Greece, it didn't matter how much you know about other subjects. If you didn't know how to swim, you were considered an ignorant person. But it can save your life in some case. Not only in Brazil, but in many places around the world, many people die because they don't know how to swim. But remember, it's very dangerous to try to save someone in the water if you don't know the techniques to save a person in the water.
Okay. You grew up, if I could interrupt you, you grew up on a farm. Did
Yeah.
you learn to swim as a child, or was that something that,
Yeah.
yeah?
I don't swim in a, within a very good style, but I can survive.
That's
And as you were raised on a farm, you learned how to use a gun. But try to not use it in the real life because it's not something correct to kill someone or some other life being if you want to use it as food.
Okay,
Because
so we have shyness, reading, fighting, and sports and survival and helping others. Okay, now let's turn this on its head, Isma, and go back to the 12-year-old Isma, and what was something that you believed when you were 12 and that you now see differently?
Some things that I can't control, I can't control. And in some other aspects, I think I will do some things more intensely, but not in a different way. But of course, if I could be less shy and I didn't, if I could have not fight so many times, it would be a good things because I fought many times when I was a kid. It was not my fault. Not mainly. All times I was insulted,
Provoked, yeah.
provoked, and maybe I didn't have a different chance.
Okay. All right.
Once, for example,
What?
I have finished a fight to someone, and another boy told, "Oh, I'm not afraid of you." I told him, "No problem, let's fight."
And who won that?
Sorry?
Did you win that fight or did he win that fight? Can you remember?
Oh, I had the worst part, and when I was reversing the fight, my ankle separated us. And after that, I told him, "Why didn't you separate me before? But you separated me when I was starting to win. You did it a good thing, but in a wrong moment."
What do you think if the young Isma, the 12-year-old Isma, looks at the mid-60s Isma, what would surprise the young Isma about what you have become?
I suppose when I was 12, I want to be a doctor, and I changed my mind many times. Of course, I didn't follow this idea because I changed my mind. But today, I think if I had become a doctor, I have impression that I would be a good doctor. But because my financial condition of my family, I suppose that I wouldn't have chance to be a doctor.
You became a
Because here in
dentist.
Brazil, sorry.
You became a dentist.
Yeah, but I wasn't a luck person because I don't know if I told you I have an accident.
You told me that you had an accident, but you never mentioned what kind of accident, and I never asked.
Yeah, after that I had some problem on my column and I had to stop. Something that I could be I could do in a different way. Mainly, I think it was to study more and to have date more when I was a teenager. But I didn't because I was a shy boy.
Okay. All right. So this leads me to the next question. If you could give the young 12-year-old Isma an invisible gift to carry forward, what would that gift be or that present be? And how would it change the young Isma's path?
I would give to a smart boy tolerance. And if just one tolerance, and if two, the ability to not be angry, to be a more peaceful boy and adult person.
And how would that have changed the young Isma's path in hindsight now?
If I were a more tolerant boy and not to be angry easily, I wouldn't have fight so many times, and I wouldn't have feel so much angerness about situation, about other people, or something that disturbed me. And I didn't have anyone to help me, but I had on my way many people to block me on my right or on my not great but reasonable capacity to do something. For example, when I was 16, because of corruption, I was eliminated to work in a on a bank. How do I know that? Because the text was only to be taking a high school less than 18, under 18 years, and to type a text. A girl beside me that tried to type the text three times didn't get and threw the sheet of paper into the basket. She was selected, and I wasn't. And I typed the whole text with some small mistakes. I don't know if you had the opportunity to use a typewriter, probably.
I'm old enough, yes.
And when you made some mistakes, it was impossible to eliminate the mark that you have made that mistake.
It was very frustrating, I know.
And another opportunity. I think it's a publishing house. Yeah,
Publishing house,
a publishing house went to an agent went to my school, and gave us a mathematics text, and I got 10. And the student who had the best grade will receive a medal. And my colleague that was son of our religion teacher, he got 8 and he received the medal. They excused that he had a better handwriting. I asked them, "Oh, my, the text wasn't in math, it wasn't in Portuguese. What's the reason to have a better handwriting in math if I got 10?" Then I had some people that blocked my way in some aspects.
Maybe you asked uncomfortable questions.
No, that I didn't ask so many questions. Although I had on my mind, but I was very shy. I suppose that I improved a little when I went to the Navy. I don't know the reason. After that, I became a little less shy.
Okay. All right. So, going back to the young Isma, maybe not no longer the 12-year-old Isma, but maybe a little bit older, but still in as in much younger years. Can you think of a decision that you once made that now in hindsight you see as very changing, as pivotal, even though at that time it didn't feel like it?
You are asking me about a bad decision.
Any decision, whether it was a good decision or a bad decision, but any decision that you made that you thought, oh, this is not an important decision, but in hindsight, it changed a lot of things in your life, in your worldview, in anything.
When I was 20, after I quitted the Brazilian Navy, I stayed unemployed for 8 months, and I was approved to be a police officer. I have to study 4 years in Goiânia. Is about more than 1,000 kilometers from here. It's almost close to Brasília, but I didn't want to be a police officer. But it would be nice financially, because if I have got retired from police today, I would have a better pension, but I don't regret. And my mom said, my father passed away when I was 16, and in that moment it was when I was 20, 4 years after my
Application
father passed. My
passed
mom
away, yeah.
asked me to not to go to the police. I told her, oh, but I have been unemployed for 8 months, almost a month, a year, and I have to work, and there I study, I have a salary, lodgement and food. It's the better opportunity I got still now. I try to I asked it to the officer there if I could be a fireman and not a police officer, but at that time it was altogether and it was impossible. Then I quitted, and 2 hours later the Brazilian Air Force called me to have some additional exams, and it's something that I didn't regret, because according my own knowledge about myself, I think I'm not a right person to be a police officer, because as I told, I get angry easily. I'm not a very tolerant. Now maybe I maybe no. I think now I have more emotional control, but in that time I was more explosive. I think it was a good chance. My mom helped me to have this to take this decision. And the worst decision, I think, was when I decided to date a girl if I lived together for 7 years. It was my worst relationship. It's something that I regret to date her.
Even if you went together went out with each other or had a relationship for 7 years, that's quite a long time to regret this or to endure this.
I liked her, but I realized that she was a very complicated girl. I was 18 and she was 19. He She didn't want, she didn't like it to study. She was a more materialist person, but despite that, I liked her. I decided to broke once. He got sick, went to the psychotherapy. I felt pity. It's correct to say I felt sorry about her.
I felt sorry for her, yeah.
Then we restarted our relationship, but in general, it was a very bad relationship.
Okay.
But I liked her. I can deny. If I didn't like her, it would be could be nice or easier to broke definitely.
To break up, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if the young Isma asks you at the mid-60s, did we turn out okay? How would you answer? And what would you not say to the young Isma?
What I wouldn't say.
The first question is, did we turn out okay? Did the young Isma and the old Isma, did we turn out okay? Is the, a little bit rough around the edges, but the core is okay. Is it a good core? Are the two Ismas okay?
Sorry, but I didn't understand.
Okay, all right. So if the young Isma asks you, the somewhat older Isma, hey, did we turn out okay? Is what we did okay? Is the result of our life okay? What would
I have thought about. Sorry, go ahead.
What would you answer? And what would you not tell the young Isma?
I would tell him. If you think that you control yourself, you are wrong. Do your best, but don't worry so much because the part that you control of yourself, maybe it's the size of a, how can I say, a grain of sand? A sand?
A pea,
A piece of sand?
as the size of a set of a penny coin, you might a size of a penny or the coin, a cent, yeah, the size of a cent.
Yeah, it's the size of a pen
Penny.
because you don't have a total control about yourself and everything around you. Do the right things how you think is right, but don't worry so much. But try to be virtuous, to be obedient. To your parents because they always want your best.
That is true.
And respect them. Yeah, that's what I would tell to younger Zumar.
Okay. So,
But it,
how
But
did
I thought some weeks ago, in general, I'm proud of what I became. I can't complain what how or what how I do things and what I am now. I can't complain.
That's good. That's good. So You've had from what you have said, not only here but in the many previous conversations that you and I have had, you've had quite a few setbacks. You've had quite a few unpleasant experiences. You've had a lot of negativity. Would you try to protect the young Isma from such future hardship? Or would you let him live through it because of what it taught you?
As you mentioned our previous conversations, and when you say that I'm a pessimistic person, and I always say that I'm realistic, because in many situations I was damaged for some other people, and nobody helped me on my journey. And I think the results of what I am now, I think it can be because of this, I wouldn't say many, but some blockage from other people. And some people that were helped by some other else and went to my place that I think that I deserved, and I lost the place. Probably their life, at least in that moment, became easier. But they can't say what I can. Practically nobody helped me in life. And if they have self-criticism, they will say, I'm here, but I'm what I am because someone helped me. I think this kind of things make you stronger, make you more realistic. Even use the adjective
Pessimistic.
pessimists. I prefer to use more realistic because that's my experience.
I think environment has a lot to do with it as well. When it depends, I mean, we don't choose in which environment we are born. It happens. And there are a lot of places where children are privileged because the environment is safe, secure, it's good for childhood, it's good for raising children. But there are a lot of kids who are born in environments that are far from optimal. And that changes their perspective.
But I would say some other things to younger Smart. Don't drink alcohol, but try to be more sociable.
Why does one exclude the other?
Maybe in some other places, not. But here in Brazil, people don't like to have someone in a party that doesn't drink or doesn't eat barbecue and doesn't like soccer. And I don't eat barbecue, I don't drink alcohol, and I don't like soccer. Why someone will invite me to their parties? I only like to talk about politics and maybe literature, science, and I think these subjects for some people can be annoying.
You just don't go to the right parties, Isma.
I didn't find the right parties till now.
Okay. All right. Just hold that thought for a minute, yeah. So imagine it is no longer 2025. It's 2035, so we're 10 years into the future. And if you could revisit young Isma then, in that period, if you had the same conversation in 10 years' time, what do you hope has changed in you now and in the future, so that maybe you could give young Isma a different picture or some different advice or a different story?
I hope that I want to learn how to drink alcohol, but I learn it, I think I will learn how to be more sociable. Then the 17 smart would say to the 16 or 64 smart, I told you to try to be more sociable, and thanks God, you became a little more sociable. And for that, you have to learn how to not say everything you think about environment, about government, politics, and maybe something else. One of my mistakes is sometimes to be very spontaneous.
Okay. Last question.
Last question.
Last que last
Your
question. Last.
questions make me think a lot.
I'm sorry.
No, I just think a little more because I always think a lot.
So the last question. Do you think we've spent the last 30, 35, 40 minutes talking about you speaking with young Isma, age 12? Let's put it this way. Do you think, in all honesty, that young Isma, especially at the age of 12, about to enter puberty, difficult period of life, do you think the young Isma would even listen to you? Or would he just roll his eyes and say, "Oh, come on, you're such an old person. Can we go and have a snack? Can we go and have something to eat?"
Young people, and I include teenagers, they are very impetuous. Yeah, I don't know if they're the right word.
Impatient.
They tend to not listen to other people. They think that they will conquer the world, and they will be the last someone in some specific area. Probably young Zmar wouldn't listen to me. But I always liked to talk to old people. Maybe there was a chance that He listened to me.
You know, I can't remember in which context it was. It was in one of Janita's meetings. And at the moment, I can't remember the question, but I can remember the answer. I said, a person should always listen to the elderly, should always do things with with their peers, so the group of people the same age as he or she is, but should always talk to the younger people. Now, of course, you and I are both the same age. We're both in our mid-60s, so listening to the elderly people, that's getting a little bit difficult now. We feel more comfortable doing things with our age group, but listening to the young people of today, which I do more and more, I find very rewarding. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I think that today to talk to young people is harder than in my time. Young people today are more arrogant than in our time, I think.
What makes you say that?
Why do I say that? My mom has four grandkids, and only one of them visited her. The other three, they don't even call her. One of them stayed here in front of my mom's house for 3 months. And she didn't even visit my mom once. And the last day, when she was almost traveling, she came here to say goodbye. In 3 months, living in front of my mom's house, she came here only once to say goodbye. I think young people today like less and less old people.
How did your mother react to this?
She doesn't complain a lot, I would say constantly, but she mentioned the fact with me. Because my mom take her for many years, maybe 6 or more years, I don't know exactly. I think it's painful. Can I say painful? Yeah. And sometimes my mom says people don't like old people. And I think it's true, at least here in Brazil, it's true. Because there are some other cases in my family. My family's, I would say, amplified family, my uncles, my cousins. There are some other similar cases.
Interesting conversation, Isma. Interesting insights.
It's not, I'm sorry, but it's not valid because all our meeting you say that we have an interesting conversation. I think it's a cliche. Sometimes you should say to me, oh, you have a very, very bad conversation. You said only lies and some insignificant things.
Why should I be realistic when I can be optimistic?
No. It's better that you be realistic than optimist.
Well, I am realistic
Optimistic.
when it comes to our conversations, Isma. I am I'm quite realistic. They are good conversations.
But I would like to ask you the same questions and listen to your answers. I think it'd be very interesting and very different for mine.
Well, we can do that. I mean, we have topics set for next month, but for October, we can reverse it and you can ask me these questions.
Please give me the script that I would ask you the same questions.
Okay.
Because I consider you a wiser guy than me, although we are on the same age. Because we have different experience, we are
Exactly.
different individuals, of course, we are completely different.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, two of us would just be horrible. Yeah. Two of me, another a duplicate of me. I don't think the world would want that. Isma.
But I have a question for you now.
Okay.
Do you regret how you are now, or are you proud of yourself? I think I almost know the question. Let me see if I have the right answer on my mind.
Well, how am I going to know that what I'm going to say is the right answer in your mind? To be honest, I have no regrets. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life. I've made a lot of very big mistakes. I've had some major disasters and catastrophes in my life. Some of them are not for public record. But I'm also aware that I'm very privileged. And that makes me very careful because, as we said before we went on air, we talked about my work and how much I work. And I said, I don't consider this as being work. Yeah, it is something I enjoy. I live in a very beautiful environment. I live in a very beautiful house. It's not easy to live in sometimes. I am married. I'm a very, very lucky person. And I know that there are many people who do not have this kind of luck. So I'm very careful about expressing these kind of things because I know I'm in a very unique situation. Yeah, I live the dream that many people dream about. Yeah. Now, what?
After 3 years, I think we know each other more than a little.
I think so too.
And you are a lucky person. You follow Confucius' advice. You don't work because you do what you like to do.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't work
It's
because
a gift, you know?
it's privilege, it's luck.
Yeah.
Okay. Isma, thank you for this brilliant conversation. See you next time. Different conversation, different topic. Yeah.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to talk to you.